Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on Kaya 959.
We touched on this yesterday. The big question for the big day, finally here. Will it be 0, 25, or 50 basis points? I'm willing to bet it's probably going to be 0, but you never know. What do you think, Sumitra?
Good morning. Yes, we should get that answer this afternoon, just after 3 p.m. The Reserve Bank wrapping up its MPC meeting today. And yes, the views from economists are so mixed on this one. Yesterday's inflation data came in unchanged at 3.2%, proving there is room for a cut and even a big cut like 50 basis points. However, when you dig into those numbers, there's a few elements to look at there. Food prices and energy costs that are already creating lots of pressure, these could very quickly escalate. But looking at the bigger picture, there's so much going on in the world. Geopolitical tensions, there's the Middle East, Russia and Ukraine, Donald Trump. It's creating so much uncertainty and it needs to be watched, which is what the Reserve Bank has been saying. It needs to monitor these events. You're right. They could actually decide to hold off on making any decision right now. So we might just go with the 0. But, you know, like most consumers, I'm holding thumbs. It's tough. Even a small cut today will provide some relief.
Something that's also been making headlines, I'd say, over the last 3 months is the rising cost of coffee, right? I'm not much of a coffee drinker, but this is hectic.
I am a coffee drinker and I have been noticing the prices of this. Coffee is so expensive on a normal basis, but it's just getting significantly higher. And when you look again at those inflation figures that came out yesterday, there was notable moves within the food and non-alcoholic beverages. And we look at coffee specifically, instant coffee recording an annual rate of 19%. That's the highest in 6 months. So this is not new. It's just going higher and higher. It's significant. If you look at the last year, coffee prices have risen sharply. The Food and Agricultural Organization noting an almost 40% increase since last year. So it's not clear when the prices will stabilize. Bad weather caused by climate change really affecting coffee farmers. It's causing severe disruptions all over. And Africa's big on coffee farming. So this is also affecting supply. And this is what's happening. So it's supply and demand. You're seeing an issue with coffee prices. So it's, I don't know. If you don't have people walking around with their coffee fix in the morning, you might see lots of grumpy people, right?
Oh, well, all the best to you guys. What are the markets looking like?
Well, listen, if you're a tea drinker, that also went up 12.4%. So
I'm generally not a warm drinks drinker at all. So I just drink water, so I'm good. I mean, orange juice, I'll drink that every once in a while. I remember at some point there was an issue with citrus prices as well. So, yeah, I guess.
I thought you were going to mention more heavy stuff like spirits because sin taxes are coming for you next month.
Also, not me. I'm very clean.
Okay, good. Good to know.
That's funny. What are the markets looking like?
Well, you know, the U.S. Fed deciding to keep rates on hold overnight. U.S. markets rallying on the back of that news. And their rate is quite low. You know, it's like between 4.25 and 4.5. The Fed forecasting slower economic growth and higher inflation, but it did suggest two cuts this year. So this was really good, spurred the markets on. We're seeing Asian markets opening firmer this morning on the back of that strong Wall Street close. And that means we are in for another strong day on our market. And we had a fantastic day yesterday. The JSE enjoying a nice rally. The All Share Index hitting a record high of 90,149 by the close. Retailers and miners leading the gains. Gold also pushing to new highs, over $3,050 an ounce by the close. Naspers was a star performer, gaining over 7% on the day. You know, it owns a big stake in Tencent. And Tencent, the Chinese gaming company, posted a solid set of results yesterday. So that just spurred on a Naspers. We've got the Rand holding steady, a touch softer, 8.12 against the dollar this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And like I said, she'll bring you Kaya Biz for the rest of the week. Sumitra Naidu right there.
Business update on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.